That. Okay, we're recording whenever you're ready.
This week on Stuck in Beta,
we're pouring the peanut butter milk stout from Left Hand Brewing.
And we need to be honest, it tastes like NyQuil mixed with the worst chocolate in the Whitman sampler.
It's not good, but we're saving the episode with chili chews and Kool-Aid points.
Did you ever save up for the Wacky Warehouse pitcher? We're talking Nostalgia, Wonder Man, and Fear Factor.
Plus, Ruby's hitting the dog parade circuit, and we're trying to figure out if the How to Fix It workshop needs a niche.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Grab a different beer. Let's get stuck in beta.
Yeah. Hey, welcome to Stuck in Beta. I'm Greg.
And I'm Josh.
And you're tuned in to the show that, well, we never have an agenda.
That's not true.
Well, it's not quite true. But each show, you can never say like, oh, that's the show that talks about this, because we don't.
Yeah, that's probably a disservice to
us,
right?
Yeah. Although we do beer every week.
That's true.
And today's beer we're going to drink is from Left Hand Brewing Company. Remember we used to get the Left Hand Stout or whatever all the time?
Those were really good. Those were Nitro Stouts, right?
Yeah. Nitro Stout. So this was just walking around the one of those liquor stores that has just about everything. And this was one of those they sold by itself. Probably like way overpriced, but you know, I never tried it, so I'm like, what the heck?
Oh boy, that is peanut buttery.
Well, peanut so this is peanut butter milk stout, 6.2% ABV from Left Hand Brewing. And let me tell you a little bit about it. This is what they say on their website: Rhythm and Blues, Batman and Robin. Peanut butter and chocolate. These classic duos never go out of style. Enter peanut butter milk stout. We took pure milk chocolate bliss in our chocolate classic milk stout and added peanut buttery goodness. It's like an adult peanut butter cup you can drink. So, and then there's more crap, but I don't.
Yeah, I mean, that's very strong.
It smells, yeah.
It's like the good kind of peanut butter, too. Sometimes it's not.
Yeah, the artificial, well, we haven't tried it yet. So, as you say,
not
good kind, then you drink it, it's very artificial.
Weird. Man, that gave me like a shock, because it does not taste anything like I expected it
no.
to. It's like a dark, bitter chocolate with some kind of an artificial flavoring that sort of resembles peanut butter.
I think the smell is peanut butter, but taste is not. You know what it reminds me of? You know the Whitman samplers, and some of those chocolates you just try and you're like, oh, it's one of those. It's not the good ones. It's the one you go, oh.
Yeah.
I don't really like that, but I already took a bite. I guess I'm eating this.
It kind of, and just as you were describing that, it kind of reminded me of the ones that you get that are kind of like the cherry / strawberry flavor.
Yeah, it tastes more like that to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, the cherry, the creamy ooze or whatever on the inside.
That is so weird.
And I don't think this is old or anything. No, I can't see on the bottom.
I wouldn't think so, and especially
there's a little bit more.
Huh. That's strange.
If only I could read. June 25th, 2025. That's when it was packaged, so that's not old for a stout.
That's your birthday.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Huh.
Too bad it's not a good present.
Man. I mean, If it didn't have the strong peanut butter aroma that is very distinctly like, you take a whiff and it's like you're opening a can of or a jar of peanut butter, but then you take a drink and it doesn't match.
No,
that's so strange.
Yeah, it's very bitter. And we've had the one from Four Hands that does it really good, you know?
Yeah.
I think Main & Mill does a really good one, too.
Yeah, I just had that one. I guess it was last weekend. Well, Lori had it, and I just had a drink. I don't really care for peanut butter flavoring in a beer too much.
I don't even know why I got this, because I really don't either.
I didn't think you did.
I love peanut butter. Don't get me wrong. I do not like drinking it.
Yeah.
So, like, Sonic has a peanut butter shake, and I'm like, this is just disgusting. It's like you're stuck a straw in a jar of peanut butter.
Yeah.
I go, it's too much.
On the can here, they look like Reese's.
Yeah.
I don't know, peanut
but
butter
they're
cups.
Not Reese's.
It does not taste like that at all.
Well, this is a disappointment.
It might smell like it, though.
Yeah.
It might have a very similar aroma as Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Well, sorry. This is a disappointment.
Maybe we'll have to try another one here
in
a bit.
So, yeah, I can't recommend it. I don't know if I would give it even a grade at that point.
Yeah, I guess that's fair. Leave it at that.
Yeah. So, what's been going on? You been doing?
Well, I haven't had too much exciting going on the last week or so. One of my properties is vacant now, so I am cleaning it out and doing some minor repairs. And we can get into that a little bit.
It almost tastes like medicine. I'm sorry.
still on the beer here.
Yeah, someone spiked it with like NyQuil or something. It's got.
Oh yeah, I kind of get that too. You're right. It does kind of have that medicine-y taste.
Yeah. Sorry.
Metallic-y kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry for
no.
You gotta. So one of your rentals, your properties.
Yeah. So I can tell you who it is off of. Well, you can probably read the context clues here, but I won't.
I'm probably pretty sure who it was.
So the guy moved out
yeah.
of this place and told me at the beginning of January that hey, I'm gonna move out at the end of the month and I'm going to get all my stuff out and clean it up for you and all that. So I'm like, okay, that's fair. That sounds good. And I met with him and we walked through and I'm like, yeah, hey, you're going to get out. He's like, yeah, I got to get rid of all this stuff. I'm going to try to sell it on Facebook. I'm going to do this and that. I'm going to get it all out of here. Well, towards the and I said, hey, if you can get out sooner, I'll give you a discount on the month too. And, you know, if you want to get out by, you know, like before the end of the month, and that'll give me time to get in there and do what I need to do. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'll do that. And I met with him probably in the middle of January. Maybe it was closer to like the third week. And I went in and like nothing had like no packing, nothing.
Really?
And I'm like, what's going on? And he was actually in the process of trying to like put some stuff together. He was there at the same time. And he's like, oh, man, I'm going to have all this stuff out. I'm going to get it all out for you. I'm like, okay, well. I know I'd really like to get in here. It looks like you got a long way to go. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to get in here. I'm going to be in here this weekend and I'm going to do it all. Days go by. How's it going? Oh, I haven't been able to get back up there. Just giving me the runaround. You know, I was kind of getting annoyed.
Is he not living there?
Yeah. So he actually moved out and
he moved
somewhere else.
Okay. But so that's why he's like, oh, I can't get up. So, okay.
Yeah. So he's out, but he left all
his crap
there
yeah.
a lot. And so I got fed up and it was like, I don't know, 3 or 4 days ago. I'd like, forget it. Just stay away. I'm going to get the rest of it out. I'm going to do whatever I want with it. And he's like, oh, okay. Sorry. I really feel like it was a bit intentional. Like I don't have anywhere to go with it. I don't know what to do with it. I don't feel like asking anybody to help me. It's your problem.
Yeah.
It was just really crappy to do like to your landlord and, all that.
That's when you start charging them storage.
And the thing is, and that's one of the like downsides, I guess, of being a landlord. You don't really have any way to like to extract money from.
No,
that,
you can't.
You know?
No.
So that's what I've been working on this week. And Well, it was just like 2 days that I've spent up there, and we're going to go up again this weekend and try to clear it out. But it's just like furniture and clothes and like the entire pantry was full, the refrigerator.
So like food is there?
Oh, yeah.
Still?
Yeah.
Well, why wouldn't you take the food?
I have no idea.
Even if you're not. That's the easiest thing is cleaning the pantry and here, I'm going to eat this. I'll take this with me and this I'll never eat. Just
yeah, throw
chuck
it away.
It away, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the refrigerator was full of all the condiments. You know how you have like an entire door full of condiments and all the.
Yeah. Why not take that with you?
I don't know. Huh? It's frustrating. So that's where my time has been spent. So I've been kind of documenting it. Well, not kind of. I have been documenting it. So I'm thinking about putting it on the How to Fix a Workshop channel.
Oh, yeah?
Not necessarily as a, this is what happens as a crappy tenant.
Here's the mustard and relish you left on.
Yeah. But yeah, that's, I got a long way to go with that, and hopefully we'll get it. And in the process, it has, I found some issues with it, because it's a 130-year-old house, and it's got some rot along the exterior and just stuff like that I
right.
need to fix up. So yeah, what about you?
I haven't had as much are you the same way? I do not like this. This is really not a good beer.
I'm just trying to clear my glass and
I know.
See if you want to go get something
else. We need something else. I don't care what it is.
Yeah, Left Hand's always had quality beer.
Their regular nitro stout or whatever, that one's great.
We should have looked this up to see what it's actually rated, like on some of the big.
Unless we got a bad can, but I don't know.
I don't think so.
So over at my other channel, which, well, anyway, Half Ass TV. So for a long time, I ran this website, Half Ass Production. I still own it. All my old articles are still there. I haven't really did anything with it in a long time except post our podcast there. Mm-hmm. But I started thinking, you know, I like that pop culture stuff. I even include pop culture segments because I like talking about that, the old 80s, 90s things, and even newer pop culture things. So I know I've talked about this before, about taking some of those old articles and turning them into videos for bring new life to them. But just as an experiment, I found this old, it's called a RotoDraw, this old disc. It's a plastic disc, and you draw, it has like, it's all numbered, and you fill out number the shape from number one, then you turn it to two and you fill out two, then three and so on. And then after you're done, you lift it up and there's a character of some sort. Well, I'm like, you know what? This is kind of interesting because you never see anything like this. And I remember it as a kid, I had a bunch of those. And so I just did a little short of it. And like Half Ass TV gets no views at all. I never get anything. And I think I have, after like, what's it been, like a day and a half, and I have almost 2,000 views on it. Nice. Which for this channel, that's a lot, you know.
Yeah, it was a really well done video. It looked like very well produced and good audio quality video, and the titling or whatever in the words that come up.
Oh yeah,
done really well.
Yeah, thanks. So it did really well. So I think I may do more little shorts like that, maybe showing like an old, I have more of those discs, but I don't think I'll do one of those every time, but I may, because it doesn't take a long time to do a minute long review of an old toy or something like that.
You want to do this guy here that we found today?
Yeah. Thing from 2005. That would be vintage now because it's, man, over 20 years, right? That's when it becomes vintage.
Wow. But yeah, I don't think I'd ever seen those things that, what was it called again?
The RotoDraw.
RotoDraw. Yeah, I've never seen one of those.
My parents probably got it in the 70s or something. Mm. It was probably Jeff's and not mine, but we had a bunch of those little discs. I'm down to, I only know where one is. But funny enough, I found the set on eBay and someone was selling it for like $100 or something. I'm like, I'm not going to pay that. Yeah. And I had it as a favorite, you know, that search for this. And then one popped up for like $15, the whole set complete. I'm like, oh, okay. So I got one coming to my house. So there'll be more of those videos.
Wow. That's cool.
I know. They're kind of, I don't want to be that guy that, oh, that's the channel that does that. But
yeah, it's very niche.
Yeah, it is.
But the title of the channel doesn't necessarily fit the that subject.
No. I'm pretty sure I stole that. I don't think I've ever told this before, but Half-Ass Productions. I think I remember seeing that on some old St. Louis band, like one of their flyers or something.
Really?
And that always stuck with me. And then, I mean, it's something from the 90s, so who knows when it was. It could have been like Fragile Porcelain Mice or something like that.
So so it was the band was using it as a like
as a joke,
something.
But it always kind of stuck with me. And then that was 2005. I'm like, oh, let's see if this is available. And damn, 21 years I've had that.
You were blogging before blogging was even a thing, really.
And I'm always, I'll be ahead of the curve, but then just ahead where I don't make money and then all the other people do. So.
You like, you don't continue to ride the wave.
Right,
when,
I know.
The wave comes along.
Like, let's have these other people make all the, you know, all the profits off of it.
Well, speaking of that, I remember I was thinking about this the other day whenever you tried to do a podcast. And this would have been in like 2005 or 6.
Oh, yeah. You, me, and...
It was one of my boys or two of my boys.
Kayla.
And we were just... I don't even remember what we were talking about. You're like, we're going to do a podcast. I'm like, what the hell is a podcast? like an Apple... Or what I think it was... Because it was kind of connected to an iPod, right?
Yeah,
I mean, that's
right.
how it originated.
Got the name.
And I just remember us sitting around. You were you recording it on that... Zoom or whatever that thing was called, or was it something different?
Zen. It was creative brand was the brand.
It was
just, I think you said, what would you do if someone offers you cigarettes, boys?
And yeah, that's right.
Kayla goes, no. And then Eli's like, I would like some cigarettes or something like that. I think that's about all we have recorded.
That's all that you need to know about Caleb and Eli right there. That's kind of how their personalities have evolved.
So, good times. So what else we got?
You got some truck issues you're dealing with?
My truck. So my brother has offered to let me use his truck because it runs. And the problem is he has like oil leaks. So I have to deal with that. So... It's trading one problem for another. Mine won't go above 50 miles an hour without stuttering. So the other day, one of the diagnostic codes showed up. You know, got a check engine code for a misfire on one of the spark plugs. So I looked that up and. They're like, yeah, stuttering issues could come from that. So I went down the rabbit hole, and so ignition coils, spark plugs, all that could be part of the cause of what I'm having. So hopefully this weekend I can look in. I have the spark plugs to replace it. I don't have ignition coils to replace, but because those are a lot more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So that may be something... that I do tomorrow.
How expensive are the coils for that?
By themselves were $100, but I think you can get all six for like $300 or something.
Wow, that is expensive.
Yeah, I don't know. You did your Civic. How much?
Yeah, they were cheap. They were only like $15 a piece, $12 or $15 a piece for four of them. And then there was four of them.
Oh, geez. I maybe I have to look around and see. Because I didn't really shop around. So
I always use Rock Auto as the site that I buy all of my parts from. And well, I start there, and then I might do a little bit more, just quick research to see if there's anybody else. But what they'll do is they'll give you for a part like that, they'll give you like 20 different options. I would bet maybe even more for an F-150. They probably have like good, better, and best options, and just all kinds of different price points.
So you would just
you have your
ignition
year.
Coil, yeah,
yeah. There you go.
Oh, so
oh, yeah, like you're seeing like $16 or something at the top there.
1907. So, All right, this may be worth looking at. And then here's all six for $179. I remember, so I did work on changing, because I had a Misfire before, and I started with the front two, and I didn't continue.
Oh, really?
So I have the other four to replace, because I know the back ones are a pain in the ass. You have that crossbar that goes over that you have to take out, and that Civic you were doing, I was like so jealous of how easy that looked to pop all those in and out. So
yeah, that Civic. So I released that video last week. I don't know if you've noticed or not, but that has been the best performing video that we've had in the last couple of years.
No kidding.
Yeah, I was shocked, and it continues. I mean, as far as views go, it's not like super high. I think it's right around 2,000, but like the amount of comments that I've received have been really positive, people offering suggestions. So they're actually like watching, and you know, nothing snarky or, you know, anything like that. It's all been really good, informative feedback. Like, oh, you should try this or you should do that. Cause I was talking about how it was leaking oil and had a little ticking sound. And I mentioned the things that I replaced, and everybody was like, well, you should look into doing this. And if you do the valve cover gasket, you should also do this and this, and maybe try adding this to your oil, and just a lot of really good feedback. So now I'm like really wanting to do another video on that car.
I guess Civic's a big topic that, I mean, I don't know any other reason, because I mean, it's a good video, don't get me wrong, but I feel that there's just a big amount of Civic fans out there. And I mean, I guess it's one of the most popular small cars.
It is.
You know,
one of the things that I've noticed recently is, well, I guess over the last couple of years, as I've gotten more into cars, and I kind of got into cars because my son had gotten into cars, and he was watching like car guys and stuff doing like not necessarily like how-to stuff. It's just kind of like how I did. It's almost vlog style, but still in a like here's telling a story, I guess.
Yeah.
And I've been watching a lot of those, and I've learned so much in like the last 2 years about cars that I more than I knew, you know, my whole life leading up to that. And I've seen that there's so many car and truck channels out there that do really, really well. I'm talking like hundreds of thousands of views upon release, and they're releasing videos like weekly. And it's just in that similar style as what I did. But a lot of times it's older cars where they're trying to get them running,
right,
things like that. But I've seen newer stuff too, and I don't know, it's a fun like little niche, but I couldn't make it sustainable, you know, because it's not like I have to work on a car.
Yeah, you don't have enough cars to work on.
Nor do I want to do that very much, but just working on that car, I could do more with it that I think might be interesting. And but yeah, I saw a lot of the feedback was like, oh, I have a 2012 with 200,000 miles. And
that was different too, because I see we get comments, and a lot of times it's people telling us how we're doing things wrong.
Yeah.
And this was more helpful advice, like, hey, you may want to try, oh, that's a good idea, but maybe you try this, or, you know, not the normal that we get.
And there's this one guy that I watch that he is called Vice Grip Garage, and he always talks about how the car community is so nice and helpful, and everybody's like so just want to be like they just want to help each other. It's not like a competition type thing, and it's not like a what do they call that? gatekeeper type of community where it's like, I'm the smart one and you're doing it wrong.
If you ever go into the arcade 1UP modding community, yeah, there's a lot of that on there. That's
like snarkiness.
How like the Simpsons machine, I modded this to play more games.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's just trying to find the information. You can't ask questions on there because someone will come back. Oh, there's only like 400 posts about this,
Yeah, that's stupid.
Yeah,
it doesn't help anybody out.
No, it doesn't.
So yeah, that's been fun, and I wouldn't mind doing another one of those. I want to do some more work to her. So this is Lexi's car, and she kind of like says, "Oh, I want to get a different car. I want to get a new car." I'm like, "Man, just keep driving it. It's totally fine."
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean it runs really well.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm kind of like, it's kind of like you with your truck. I wouldn't mind like just going, "Hey, Greg, buy all the parts and bring it over to my house and we'll spend the day just giving it a really good thorough tune-up and see if that solves the problem." For all of her parts, it was only like $200.
Yeah.
You might not. I mean, obviously you have a much larger truck with like
6 cylinders too.
Oh, yours is only 6? I thought it was 8.
Yeah.
But all your fluids are going to be like larger, you know,
right,
larger quantities. So I don't know. It might be $400 or something like that for a full, like really good tune-up of all the stuff, your fluids and your filters and all that.
I know a big thing with that truck though, man, when you change the oil, it's obviously pulling the drain pin, you know, that's drain plug, that's not a big deal, but the oil filter is like way up in there. Yeah. You can't reach it from the top. You can barely reach it from the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And where it drips down after you pull it out is like way different from where you almost need 2 drip pans.
Yeah.
You know, so I hate doing that. All right. Well, our first beer is kind of crap, so
it's a dud.
We're gonna have, which we probably have both tried before, because there's only 2 left, so one of us would drink. So this is Battle Stag from Blue Point Brewing. It's a brown ale. And
Blue Wood Brewing.
Blue Wood, I'm sorry.
I'll look this one up. Blue Wood.
Engineered artisan ales. Now, is it artesian or artisan? Cherokee Street. Grab a pint with us.
I don't know. I just see Blue Wood Brewing. A full-bodied American brown ale that is extra dark, slightly roasty, and nutty with a creamy finish due to a light touch of lactose.
So I got to say that's 100 times better than that last one. Sorry for that, but
I looked that one up just a minute ago on Beer Advocate, and it was rated at 86.
The peanut butter milk stout? Oh. I don't know. Maybe we got a bad can.
I don't know. Yeah, this one's really good.
So, snack this week. Cashews, almonds, macadamia nuts, lilac, pecans too. Get out of here, Ruby. These aren't dog snacks. Valentine's is coming up.
It is.
Also, your birthday,
that's
right?
That's right. Next Saturday.
Yeah. So, this was in the Valentine section at, it does have a 2 from at Target, and I saw them. It looked interesting, and I thought, what the heck? We'll get something interesting. They're called Chili Chews Strawberry Bites.
Hmm.
They're a sweet, sour, and spicy candy.
Ruby is like attacking my,
because she thinks you got dog treats in her.
She's really got her nose up here.
Oh, you got 3 stuck together.
All right.
That's all different. They're harder than I thought they'd be.
Yeah. What the heck is that flavor?
It's supposed to be strawberry, but
sweet. Oh, yeah.
Are you getting spice?
Or I got the sour. I got a little spiciness, too. Yeah. There's a lot going on there.
I didn't get anything spicy.
Really?
I mean, it's good. Like, oh, yeah, okay. It came a little late.
And the sourness is kind of like subtle or sneaks up on you, I guess.
That's actually pretty interesting.
It is. There's a lot there. Hmm. Yeah.
There's sage. What kind of peppers are in here? Oh, crap. It does not. Or maybe it does. Chili peppers. There we go.
Huh. Oh, man. I shouldn't have put two in my mouth at the same time. It's like chewing on a big giant wad of gum.
I wish it was a little softer. Well, that tastes pretty good.
Yeah.
So,
don't do two at a time.
Don't do two at a time, yeah. They look like little strawberries and they're covered in spice. So I like that sour candy that's kind of my favorite candy, so if you're looking for a Valentine, there you go.
It says mild heat down at the bottom. 1 out of 3. You see that scoring?
Oh.
1 out of 3.
Does that mean they have others that are
a
hotter?
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe, because, they're chili chews, so I guess there's just a variety of chili, spicy, but different flavors. Let's look it up.
I don't know.
Chili Chews, there is...
ChiliChews.com.
World's Best Gourmet. There's Watermelon Bites. There is Peach Bites. You got the strawberry. You can get them all.
That's all I saw at Target.
Wow, variety bundle. $50. Get 2 peach, 2 watermelon, and 2 strawberry. I guess there's just 3 flavors there. Oh, there's a bunch of TikTokers. We should submit our...
Oh.
Submit our video here. We should probably do more of that.
I'm not on the TikTok.
Well, I don't necessarily mean TikTok, but just, I don't know. Maybe we could repurpose some of this.
I'm so old. I feel like joining it at this point is just lame, right? Oh, you just got on TikTok in 2026, you know?
Yeah.
So for me to get on now, it feels dumb.
I can't do any. I don't even have Facebook anymore. I mean, I still have an account, but I don't have it on my phone, and I've tried logging on my laptop, and I don't know what I did. I feel so old where I can't even. It's like I signed up.
How do I do this?
I signed up under a different Gmail account. I don't know why I did that.
Really?
Yeah. It's under my, Josh's Workshop Creations account.
Oh,
for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know why I did that.
I remember you had that for a while. You have an Instagram under that.
Yeah.
Maybe it's tied to a different account.
Last time I did was able to log in, I tried to change the Gmail that's associated with it or the email account. And it, I don't know, it sent me in a loop of I couldn't get it corrected. And I was like, it just had an old man fit. And I'm like, this is stupid.
Who needs Facebook anyway?
And I don't need it. It's so, I don't know. It's not a good use of my time.
Yeah. Well, there you go. You don't need it.
Yep.
I'm on it just to chat with people on there. I use the chat feature more than anything.
Oh, I still have Messenger.
Yeah, I use Messenger more than anything just because I find the Messenger chat, that app a lot more seamless when sending videos and pictures and stuff to people than if I were to use a text message.
And that I can use with no problem.
Yeah.
But it won't, even if I go into Messenger right now and I click on view my profile, it'll ask me to log in.
Huh.
And I don't know what my password is. And I need to go to that email account, which then redirects to something else. And I don't know. I'm just I really don't care that much. But speaking of Messenger, though, it is kind of cool that you get, I am going to say something decent about it, about Facebook, where my old baseball coach from whenever I was a kid, a little kid, reached out to me the other day through Messenger. And he's like, hey, your name popped up on Facebook. I was looking at your profile. He looks like you got a nice family. I'm glad you're doing well and all this. And I'm like, oh, thanks. Yeah. Do you remember Chad Ryder?
Don't know what my profile. Yeah, I do.
It's his dad.
Oh.
He was my baseball coach whenever we were like between the ages of like 6 and 10 or something.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I don't know what my profile looks like myself.
It's kind of what I told him. Like, I haven't been on there in a long time. I'm not sure what you see there, but I'm sure it's fine.
The kids are about 10 years younger.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, man. So Super Bowl's this weekend, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Are we allowed to say that?
Oh, I'm sorry.
The big game.
The big game. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I know.
Coming after us. What do we have? They may take, you know, some of our snacks.
Right. Take our beer away.
Yeah. So, what, Patriots and Seahawks?
That's correct.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about either one of those teams, except for where their home city is.
Yeah, that's all I know. I'm like, oh, so the Patriots still have a team after Tom Brady, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. And Bill Belichick, he's no longer their coach anymore.
Yeah. So, yeah, have nothing to say about it.
And that's our Super Bowl coverage.
That's our Super Bowl coverage.
Are you planning to watch it?
I guess so, yeah. I mean, I like watching the commercials and enjoying the snacks. I like football. I like watching football. And if it's a close game, it makes it more interesting. So,
we tried to watch one of the playoff games. I guess it was the Patriots and the Broncos a couple weeks ago. And we were like halfway through it, and we're like, well, it looks like the Broncos are going to win this. And it was kind of getting boring. And the Patriots, they looked terrible. I mean, the Broncos had the ball like the entire first half. And we were like, Lori was looking at her phone. I'm looking at my phone. I'm like, this is stupid. You want to watch a movie or something? And she's like, yeah. And we turn it off, and, you know, the Patriots go on to like have a comeback.
You
in
the missed
the
half. Best game ever.
But I couldn't tell you anything about the Patriots because they weren't even, like, their offense wasn't even on the field when we were watching.
Hmm. Oh, well.
Dog parade?
Well, we're planning on going to the dog parade. They always have that every, you know, around Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
So, and
is that tomorrow?
It would be Sunday.
This Sunday?
Yeah. So it's on Super Bowl day, so.
Oh.
You got to go there and then come back home. And
they're having a pet parade here in town. Did you see that the first time?
Yeah, it's.
I think it's this Sunday as well.
Is it this Sunday?
I believe so. Double check that.
It may be the following. Cause,
well, I'm pretty sure it was before the Mardi Gras parade down here, which is next Saturday.
How do you look up these things?
I don't know. I saw it in the Leader, the newspaper.
Dog parade. Oh, I can't figure this stuff out.
He's trying to use Facebook and struggling.
Dog parade and Festus.
I think it was called Pet Parade.
Oh, Pet Parade.
I believe. I could be wrong.
Oh, here we go. Pet Parade, sponsored by... it is Sunday, February 15th.
Oh, so it's the day after.
Following week. Weekend, so yeah, we'll probably end up doing that too. That'll be interesting.
Yeah, are you gonna do any Mardi Gras parades? Are you gonna do the one down here? I know you're not gonna go to Soulard, but are you gonna go do the one?
Maybe
down here?
We did that last year. We came to the one down here.
We were talking about doing this one if the weather's nice.
Yeah, if the weather's nice, at the pet parade, we're gonna bring Ruby with us down to Soulard, and. That'll be interesting. We're not going to bring Mo. Molly's like, let's bring Mo, too. He'll be sad. I'm like, he won't be sad.
He'll be like, oh, yeah, I got the house to myself.
I think the problem I have with Mo has this high-pitched squeal when he sees other dogs. When we're just out walking, I usually, okay, well, all the animal lovers out there, I'll put a zap collar around him. I'll just turn it on vibrate, okay? And so it just it doesn't
attention
shock
there.
Him. But when we're walking and he like sees another dog, he's really excited, makes the highest pitch
yeah.
Like whine and squeal. And
is it
I have no idea, angry. But he, it's not something I love.
Or scared.
Yeah, I don't know, because he kind of runs towards it.
Okay, so he must be happy.
I guess it's a happy, excited type thing, but I just, there's going to be so many dogs down there. He would just go nuts. I hope this one's fine, you know.
The current temperature for Saturday the 14th, it's saying 55 for the high and mostly sunny.
Well, it's Sunday the 15th, the pep.
Oh, right. Oh, okay. Yeah, so Sunday is 51 and full sun.
Oh, okay.
But that's 10 days out, so that could change.
Yeah, it'll probably be snowing.
Snow, rain, high of 33. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, I guess I'm going to two pet parades, dog parades, whatever. There's a cat. Bring her as well. We bring her to the pet parade.
I don't know if we're going to either of those. We were talking about going to the Mardi Gras parade down here, though.
Is Lexi going to go to the pet parade? Because she has like 12 animals, doesn't she?
She has two dogs and a cat. Well, she's supposed to only have two pets, but she has three now.
Oh.
That was the other thing, now the proverbial cat is out of the bag here, was that house that I'm renovating had a bunch of pets in it, and it's so dusty and dirty that the first day I didn't wear a dust mask for a portion of it when I was like cleaning and straightening it up. Man, I had the worst headache the next day, like sinuses, like somebody was just like stabbing me in the back of the head. I think it was just like breathing in all that
the
dust
pet
and
dander.
Pet dander. Oh, it's so gross.
Do you have allergies from that?
I mean, I usually will get very like nasally and stuffed up, and I mean, it clears up usually within 2 days, but usually the next day I get headache and stuffiness.
I don't usually have that, but
well, it's just if I'm like in it, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I gotta be something with
it. I get that.
Not if I'm just here with your pets and stuff.
Yeah.
So all movies, right, and TV.
Oh, okay. So I've watched and finished Wonder Man, which is a series. It's from Marvel, and it's got what's his name? Why can't I? Anthony. Why can't I think?
Mackie?
No. Ben Kingsley. Jeez.
Oh.
Okay.
I don't even know who that is.
He is in Sir Ben Kingsley. Okay, he's in it. And so Wonder Man's basically, it's more of a Hollywood story than a than your normal superhero movie. It's about a guy. He actually has superpowers, but besides that, he's trying to work his way into Hollywood. He's an actor. He wants to you see how he overthinks stuff when he's going into movies. And they're redoing like this old movie, this old superhero movie from around the 80s called Wonder Man. They're re-releasing it. They're making a whole new, fresh, you know, that sound familiar, you know, that type of thing happens all the time.
Right, yeah.
And he watched that when he was a little kid, and that was his movie, and he's excited because him and his dad watched that. So he's wanting to get into this, you know, act in that movie or whatever as Wonder Man. He wants to go for that role. So the whole thing is about him and this other actor played by Ben Kingsley, who's really good in it. He was actually in Iron Man 3 as the Mandarin. I don't know if you even remember that.
No.
And in that, he was an actor playing this role as the Mandarin, which, anyway.
What was the Mandarin?
It was this fake terrorist.
Man, I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, you'd have to see Iron Man 3. Huh. So, anyway, I actually really enjoyed it because it's like no other type of superhero movie. The superhero part of it is like about 10%.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And the character development and all that is way up higher. I think it makes it a very interesting movie for even people who aren't comic book fans or whatever. There is one episode in the middle though that shifts completely. It's like a story about like they talk about this one guy. So people with super powers can't be actors because they're afraid of insurance claims and all that. So you gotta let them know if you have superpowers. Well, obviously he doesn't, but they tell the reason why in this one episode where, and it's all in black and white, this episode. And it's, to me, it's a really funny episode. It's got Josh Gad, the guy who played, he plays the voice of Olaf on the Frozen movies. And he's in the club at this one point singing one of the Frozen songs. it's pretty interesting. I really enjoyed it. I'd say it's worth a watch. They dropped like all the episodes at once, which isn't the normal Disney Plus thing, but 8 episodes. If you're interested, I don't know.
Yeah.
Did you continue on Severance or did you say, we can't do this?
We watched episode 2 and it was better than the first one. And I brought it up again the other day. When we finished watching it, she was like, oh, yeah, that was better than the first episode. And then there was a couple days later, I said, well, you want to watch episode 3? And she's like, oh, I don't know. So I think we'll probably continue it, but it's not something. It's funny because she's like, I know this is really like highly acclaimed or people, you know, really love it. It's weird.
I love it, but yeah.
It's weird that this was like 4 years ago, the first season and I guess it was like 3 years in between seasons.
Yeah, because of COVID, that's why season 2 took so long.
Oh, really?
I think they may have been shooting the end of season 1 during COVID, and then I think that's kind of the reason why it didn't. They didn't have a. Because season 2 came out last year in 2025. I think the first season was maybe 4 years before that.
It says 2022, I believe, on release. But yeah, I don't know. It's. It has some spots where it's just like. And it's funny because I didn't mind that style in Pluribus, which is just like.
Yeah, that's.
Long and. Not much going on, but for whatever reason, it doesn't hit the same way.
I don't know. I love that show. I haven't watched it more than once, but I don't know.
Yeah.
And I like the character. Oh, what is his name? Like the guy who plays the boss, what is his name?
The black guy?
Yeah. The black guy. And
yeah.
It's got a name. Is it Mr. Names. No, Miss Cobell. I don't know what his name is.
Do they have different names on the inside and outside? Like Audis and Innies? Do they have different names?
I think they have the same.
Okay.
He's like such a strange. This guy. Mr. Milchak.
Yeah.
He's my favorite character.
Really? Yeah, it's a weird show.
Okay.
It's one of those that makes you think, though, that, you know, because it talks about how you don't know what's going on in your daily life outside of the building and then vice versa. And it's, you know, whenever you're in a job and you just go to work and you're, I mean, it's been a long time that we both had to do that every day, but when you had to do that kind of thing, it's like you were there and you were performing as this person that is doing this job, but you always, you know, you always had your distractions of the outside, your outside life.
Yeah.
But what would it be like if you didn't know?
If you didn't have that? Yeah. get a lot. Well, the whole thing is you probably get a lot more work done, right?
Yeah.
As you be focused.
So a couple weeks ago, I watched that guy, Alex Hanald, climb that skyscraper in, I think it was Thailand. And I just happened to be turning on Netflix at the moment that the countdown was, he was like stretching out and getting ready to start climbing the building. So this guy is a, like a professional, I guess, rock climber or cliff climber.
Right.
Or whatever. So he doesn't do like buildings and stuff like that. He always had done more natural stuff. And I don't know exactly how it came about. I didn't do a whole lot of research, but we just happened to log in the Netflix when it was going live. And I don't know if it was actually like live or if there was some kind of delay or anything like that, but they considered it to be live. And it was really weird that there was like three like commentators that were sitting at this table.
Oh, yeah.
Down below, almost like a sporting event. And then there was Mark Rober was he was at the ground floor, and then he was like halfway up the skyscraper, and then he was at the top of it, and he was doing, you know, the like color commentator type stuff.
He's like the on the field person, huh?
Yeah, exactly. But it was really, I don't know, I couldn't stop watching it, and it took like about an hour and a half. And man, this guy was, it was phenomenal. Like he just kept going and going and going. And it like, oh man, the shots that they got with drones and they actually had people like inside of the building. And it just like made, I don't know, for me, it was just like, oh, like give you the.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Because I mean, instantly within a matter of seconds, he's like 30 feet in the air. And then.
What, you said Thailand? What'd you say?
Yeah, I think it's Thailand was where he did the...
How tall is that building?
101 stories, I believe.
101 stories?
Yeah, it's called 101 something. Taipei 101 skyscraper.
So 1,200 to 1,400 feet?
Yeah, it was nuts.
Oh, goodness.
And he got to the very top. So... It was all like really cool to watch him go up, and he had to like climb over all these weird like architectural structures. So it wasn't just like straight up the wall. It was also like you get up the wall, and then you had to like go over like essentially like these gargoyle type looking things, dragons.
So he he'd go up the building, but then it jut out, and he'd have to. Oh.
And he would be like,
how did he go up? Like the initial, did he have like, did he use ropes? Did he have like suction cups? Did he just.
It has like, I don't know, that's not a great picture of it, but he was just hands and feet, and he was climbing up the.
Wow.
To start out, it had a little bit of an incline to it.
Uh huh.
Like that. So he was able to like grab onto things. But then there was parts where it was, what do they call that? Overhang, I think, where it goes this way.
Yeah.
I mean, it's worth a watch. And he's.
But no, like, any kind of climbing gear? Just
not
all
one
his
bit.
Hands and feet.
Hands and feet. That was it.
Wow. Holy
no
moly.
Safety harness. No, nothing.
So, holy crap.
Yeah. And he gets to the very top of it, and you're like, oh, thank God, just get down. You know, you're like, the whole time I'm like, I was sweating.
Take the elevator down.
Yeah. And he gets up in the very top, and there's like this, I don't know, like space needle type thing. And at the very top of it, there's a peak. And it's no bigger than this table.
Yeah.
Like maybe 4 feet across. And he gets to the top of it, and he stands on it. And then he's like taking selfies. And he's like, oh, it's windy up here.
No.
Because he's mic'd the whole time. And he's a very like chill, very calm guy. And... his wife is watching the whole time too, and she's like, she's freaking out, and she's like standing on the observation deck that's like right
Please,
below him.
Just get down on the roof.
And yeah, you're like the whole time you're like, oh God, I swear my palms were sweaty, and I was just like feeling very anxious. It was because I'm not totally like afraid of heights, but just
well, those type of heights are different.
Yes,
you know.
Yeah.
strapped in a roller coaster that's up this that high is one thing, but taking selfies on a you know, 3 to 4 foot, you know,
1,200 feet in the air. and the day before, it was supposed to happen one day earlier, and it got postponed because of weather. I think it was raining and too windy or something.
Oh yeah,
and just to like go, oh, we got this thing planned today. Oh, the weather's not good. We're gonna have to do it tomorrow. Like that alone tells you like how dangerous it is.
Yeah, Netflix probably didn't want them to die on their network, you know.
But like you were saying, we watched something like that a couple years ago in Colorado.
It was more like urban explorers type thing because they were just breaking in the buildings to climb, right?
Yeah. And I think that was all essentially illegal stuff. I mean, I think it was in the U.S. But this was all like, I was like, how is this legal? Like, it's almost like you're promoting this activity.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And that thing we were watching, I remember they were talking about, it was documentary style, and they were talking about other people who had died in the act of doing that, like their friends or whatever that they'd lost, and they had like found footage essentially of like the people that had fallen from those cranes and stuff, because they were, you know, they were doing it, you know, for either live or whatever.
Get on their Instagram or,
YouTube or whatever.
Yeah,
crazy, but it was good.
Yeah, so Fear Factor's back. It came back, I don't know, 4 weeks ago or whatever. And my kids love it.
Yeah? Is it as gross as before?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, and they love it. I don't know. It's different, though. Like, all the contestants live together, kind of like a, I don't know, Big Brother type situation. I never watched that show, but I'm assuming it's like that. They all live together, and then so alliances form and all that. And all of them have to compete in this first challenge, and the ones who win that pick people to go into this end game challenge, and the loser of that end game challenge go home. So that's how each show works. And for example, the 1 week they were all buried in cement. They had concrete, quick drying cement. It only takes 5 minutes to harden.
Oh, my God.
And they were under all this rebar. And after they filled them all up, they were chained up, too.
What?
They had to take this. They were underneath this rebar, and it was kind of like a puzzle at one end. You had to get it through this one loop to pull out. They had like five pieces they had to pull out, and then they grab this chain and be released. But that was one of the, you know, the easier ones. They had one where they're drinking milk. Usually the one that everyone has to do is more, it's not as gross or anything like that. It may be, you know, fearful to people, but then they have the one where, you know, they got to drink these milkshakes of, you know, ground up different juices and brains or whatever. And what was it last night? Last night they stood under this like chute that would drop this basically garbage juice.
Yeah.
And from that, an item would fall and they'd have to catch it. So, like, it could be, like, a goat's head or a fish or, like, just a cow hoof or something like that.
Yeah.
Then they catch that, and then whoever caught it, they'd all have to race to, they each had their own dumpster filled with garbage, like, but it was liquid garbage. It was pretty gross, I'm sure. So they jumped in and had to find the matching pair to that. So if they got a hoof, they had to find the other hoof.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, that was,
I don't know. It doesn't sound like fear. It sounds like just disgusting.
The kids love it, though. I don't know. It's funny. They're really into it. So I'm like, I guess this is their family show, huh?
What does that say about your kids?
I know. I don't know. Peter really liked it. Okay, well, there's so many shows that we'll want to watch. They won't want to watch with us. And it's nice to have something to watch that isn't, you know, Bluey or, something dumb.
Well, that's good. I have to. Is that on like network television?
Is it on? I think it's on Fox. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
And the other show we started. This is Molly's. That she wanted to watch this. It's okay. It's pretty good. It's called Memory of a Killer. It's got the. This is another network show. Michael Imperioli, the guy who played. Spider on Goodfellas, and he was Christopher on The Sopranos. Okay. You would know him. He's like this. Well, he's not the main character. The main character came from Grey's Anatomy. The good night. What is his name? He was
all
the,
that show prep.
He was a Dr. McDreamy guy, which I never watched that show.
No,
so. Well, I just want to know the actor's name. Patrick Dempsey.
Oh, yeah.
He's the main character. So he has kind of this double life where he's a family man. He has a daughter and whatever. But then he has this other life where he's basically a killer. He's a hitman.
Oh. Okay.
And the Michael Imperioli character, like, gives him all the jobs that he has to do. And... But he's got, like, some dementia kicking in. So, like, things happen all the time where he'll be in the middle of something and he'll forget, like, what he... You can see his forgetfulness coming into play, which is kind of interesting. Also, it adds another aspect to it.
Yeah, that's unique.
So, it's a pretty good show. I think there are three episodes in or something, but... Molly likes it because of, you know, Dr. McDreamy. But
yeah, a couple years ago, he was voted, like, most sexiest man alive. Yeah.
So it's got a little cheese to it, but it's also, I feel it could be so much better if it was on a different network that could use a little more harsh language, and you know,
it's funny that, you know, years ago we would only watch stuff that was on the network stations.
Right.
I remember you would even, I mean, you watched Sopranos and things that were on HBO, and that was, like HBO Showtime. That was about it back then. But now we don't even watch anything on network streaming shows. It's all Netflix or, you know, whatever that, is streaming, and it's all, it seems more, I don't know, like real than.
Right. They don't have to, they can talk like a normal person. Yeah, they don't have to, you know, because a normal person may cuss at some point, but it doesn't have to be all that, but you can talk like a human.
Well, and then speaking of, so do you watch Shrinking?
Man, I need to watch that. Everyone says I need to watch that. I think I remember watching one episode, and I don't know what happened. I just didn't.
Oh, that's all you've ever watched?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
Yeah.
I really, really like it. It's really well done, great cast, and Michael J. Fox is in this season. So that's really cool. But that's the kind of show where it's like, what were you talking about last? Oh, the rip where you were like, they were just like the F word every. That's kind of how Shrinking is. It's a it's like a 25 minute, comedy, or it's kind of a dark comedy, I guess. But the F words fly like. I don't ever see anybody in real life who actually talks some of these shows.
Yeah, some of it is, I don't know. I guess some people do, but I feel that they're not the most intelligent people I talk to people like that.
It's like if you're in a mechanic shop or something, you know.
Yeah.
But these are the main characters. They're all in a they're therapists. They're all, you know, working with one-on-one with clients, and and then it's like in their normal lives, they're just, you know, talking like sailors.
Ooh,
but,
my pearls.
But it's a good show though. I think it's really well done. Yeah. And yeah, you should get on that.
I'll have to get on that. Yeah. So
any beer left in here?
Yeah, go ahead.
Kool-Aid.
Oh, okay. What do we have? Don't I have a All right, pop culture. Do you remember Kool-Aid points?
Yes, I do.
So, yeah, if you don't remember, anyone listening, Kool-Aid packets and Kool-Aid, the big old tins, that came in the big old oil cans. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
It had the label on it, and those probably were worth more. Hmm. You'd always have a certain amount of points. Like, this is 5 points, this is 8 points, this is 1 point. You can take those and trade them in for, they had the wacky warehouse because,
yeah,
you know, Kool-Aid was Kool-Aid wacky, warehouse. Wild Kool-Aid style.
Yeah.
And this is something that doesn't, you don't see this anymore. Remember, you used to trade cereal boxes, trade proofs of purchases,
yeah.
3 of those, and then you get a free Hot Wheel car.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Kool-Aid was a big... big innovator with that, because I guess they're, you know, little packets like that. For me, in the summer, we drank a lot of Kool-Aid, so we collected a lot of points. I had this little clay pot or whatever that I made in art class in second grade or whatever, that, so it was all filled with all our Kool-Aid points. And And for the life of me, I can't remember anything I actually bought from there. I was like, I'm saving these up, but why? But some of the things, like, you had the Kool-Aid pitcher and
we
the
had
cups.
That, yeah.
You had that?
Yeah. I was just going to ask if that was one of the items, and I do remember that now, sending off for that.
That is one of them. There's, you know, there was, like, keychains, sport bottles. One of the big things when video games became popular, they actually had a Kool-Aid Man video game for the Atari 2600.
Oh, wow.
And I looked up video of it, and it's, you know, people say, like, for an Atari game, it's actually not too bad.
Huh.
But you could trade in, like, 50 points, and they'd send you that game.
Oh, yeah.
But some of the later ones in, like, the 90s, that Nintendo was one of the things you could get. They had, like, well, this one, Mario Paint for Super Nintendo for 1,500 points.
Oh, man.
Now, that wasn't just a game. That came with a mouse pad and the mouse, so that was a little more... bigger than just a game, but and then Game Boy games, well, one Yoshi for 500 points and Super Mario Land 2 for 750.
Jeez,
I don't know. Take a lot of points.
I remember seeing that watch. I don't think I had
it. The Kool-Aid Man watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, 240
points. Yeah.
I don't remember all this stuff being this expensive from looking at this price sheet. I thought, like, the cups and the cups with the Kool-Aid pitcher, I thought that was, like, maybe 30 or something.
What does it say it is in here? I don't see that.
I'm trying to...
Oops.
Unfortunately, it's kind of...
It's blocked by the other thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had that, but it wasn't red. It was clear.
Oh, it says 85. 85 points.
Mine was clear. So I don't know if it came from this or not.
So, yeah, this Kool-Aid Man video game. For your free Kool-Aid Man video game worth $20, just send 125 Kool-Aid points or 30 Kool-Aid points and $10 to Kool-Aid Man. Video game offer. Kankakee.
Oh yeah, that's right outside of Chicago.
You know what that is?
Yeah, my work had a site there.
At Kankakee.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Well, maybe they took over the old Kool-Aid warehouse, wacky warehouse.
Wouldn't that be something? Yeah, that's only Kankakee, Illinois. That's only like 4 or 5 hours from here.
Huh. So I thought that was an interesting thing. I hadn't thought about those in years, and well, my brain is like, hey, remember this?
Yeah, that's cool. That game actually looks like it could be interesting. It's just breaking walls, I guess, or something.
Yeah, you're Kool-Aid man, and you got to stop these thirsties from drinking the water out of your pool. They put these straws out and start drinking it, and you need to run into them.
Weird.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Huh.
Okay.
We covered most of this stuff for Shop Talk already. We talked through my Civic video.
That's yeah.
Doing well. Makes me want to do another one, but we can't just turn into a car channel, I guess. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, I want to comment you. I really enjoyed your oil change short that you did.
Really?
Yeah, it was real silly, but it was like everything you said happens to me every time where you're grunting to open it, you know, with a wrench, and then when you misjudge how the oil is going to spew out, you know?
Oh, that made me so mad.
Every time I'm like, okay, it'd be perfect right here. And then, man,
you're like quickly shoving it over as oil is pouring down your.
Yeah. Or you get it all over your arm. Yeah. Even if you wear gloves, you end up. So yeah, it was pretty funny. I really enjoyed that.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, so I was using ChatGPT earlier today because I was trying to figure out, like, all right, I know that all the quote-unquote YouTube experts, let's say they are, will give you advice that you need to, like, niche down. You need to have consistency, and we're all over the place.
We would need, like, 7 different channels.
I know. So that's where I was thinking, because I was mentioning that I was doing this work on this rental. And I can turn that into a multi-episode series, which people do have just a channel on that.
Yeah.
But then that's not sustainable. Like, I can do this for a couple months, but then what do I do next? Like, I don't have another property that I'm going to be rehabbing, knock on wood.
And we, the idea, I understand the reason, but getting to 14,000 14,000 subscribers that we have now took some time.
Yeah, and those people aren't watching.
No, probably not. But it, in order to, you have to have that at least, what, 500, I think?
A thousand. To
get monetized. Yeah. So if we did branch out, how are we going to get monetized for those other channels?
It would take forever.
Yeah.
I mean, there's... So there, I think, you know, and I'm constantly like trying to figure out, like, if I were to start a channel that was very dedicated to this thing, I would have to be very consistent at it, and I would have to grow it, and maybe like people, it would start to like build momentum because people are like, oh, this person's doing the same thing, like, you know, same kind of work week after week, and Lori and I watched this girl who has rehabbed this house, and she bought it for like $1 apparently in like North Dakota, and it took her like 2 years. To, you know, just her and her dad were working on it. She's like in her, like right around 30. And it was great. And in every video was only like 15 minutes long. And it was like what she did that week. And I was like, it's inspiring because I'm like, I could do that kind of content, but I can't do it all on one thing. I can go like, this week I'm working on this car. This week I'm working on this house. This week I'm working on this woodworking. Building this piece of furniture.
That's how life works.
Yeah,
that's how life works. I mean, it's hard to niche down. You know, it's hard to do that.
It's hard to dedicate to just one thing.
Because like this week for me, I had the truck with spark plugs. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, that could be a video. I got an ice maker that stopped working in her fridge.
Yeah.
That okay. I figured out how to get it working, which it's literally a real quick thing. I'd probably make a short out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then like my Roomba is not working.
Oh yeah.
Is not charging for some reason. So once I figure that out and can make a video of that, I'd love to do that. Huh. But those three things don't even, they're not, you know.
And your dryer. You have
my dryer
thing.
And
so some of the, and I can share this with you later, but I think one of the, like, I don't know if ChatGPT, you know, it you got to take the feedback that you get from that with a grain of salt. But it was like, yeah, you can kind of like pivot yourself into the type of person that I do things myself so that I don't have to pay for it, basically. Like pay somebody else to repair my thing. And so you're like kind of like your brand, I think is how they phrased it, is like you're resourceful and you're willing to like try things and fix things so that you can get more life out of them. And you know that, so it was given a bunch of like advice on how to like kind of cultivate that inside of your videos. So if you're working on a car, you're talking about how you're trying to make this car last as long as it can. And, but you're also like at the same time showing stuff. And then if you're working on something around your house, you're kind of doing the same thing. So I don't know.
I mean, what you mean, like saying, okay, this is broken if I'm fixing it. But if I would have had to call someone in, this would have cost me
exactly.
So on.
Yeah. And then say like, well, this is the kind of stuff we do here on this channel. And we're not always fixing dryers. Sometimes we're fixing cars or house, other things around our house. But if you'd like to see more, you know, subscribe, that kind of thing. And
yeah,
it may not get people watching repeatedly, but I mean, according to what they said, it's trying to build a community. And then they gave other suggestions like using the community tab, you know, within YouTube.
Yeah.
I've experimented with in the past, but it's just like another thing that I haven't really worked on too much.
That's like me trying to use social media.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, that literally is social media there.
Right.
I need, oh, it just stopped. The card is full.
Ah, shit.
I mean, we're still recording, but I don't know what.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to continue or do you want to? Well, I mean.
Oh, you had all these items on here. So, yeah, that's kind of with that property rehab series. I'm just going to, I guess, hold on to some of those videos for the moment because, I don't know, I was so torn this week with, I have this streak now of releasing a video every week
that's
been going on for maybe like 3 months, 4 months.
And all the videos I've released, I have so many in my head and I've got so many to do, but.
Well, I had a couple weeks ago when it was really warm out. So this week I was like so torn between, I was like, I don't know. I kind of ran out of time. I was working on that house and then I had some other things that I was going on and I was like in my head too much. I'm like, do I start another channel and try to do this? And I was going back and forth and I have this video that I did like 2 weeks ago when it was a really nice day where I cleaned out my outside AC condenser. I think I mentioned that to you.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, I could put that up tomorrow, but it's like seasonality. So how do I make it to where it's like do this now before summer? Kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I've kind of stuck with that with some of them too. Where like, I think I had a garden box video where I held on for so long because I'm like, well, I can't release it in the middle of winter.
Yeah.
No one's built or there was the. Driveway ceiling.
Things but there's like, supposed to be evergreen content, though.
Yeah, I think that's I think what we got to realize is that we're going, I think we're going to be the library and people will come in and just check out certain books.
Right.
They're not going to read the whole series.
Yeah, that's a good point. So I think I'm just going to release that one tomorrow just to keep the streak going, even though it's not ideal timing. And then I'm going to talk to Lexi about working on her car and doing that next video either next week or the week after. And I still have a whole bunch of ideas for maintenance, appliance maintenance videos that I want to do, like my refrigerator, my dryer. I mean, you got your dryer. We got a lot of good stuff going on.
I really
got
to do that dryer. Molly's, we're ready to.
She's like, I'm going to buy a new one if you don't fix this.
Yeah. Well, I have the kit or whatever, but it's, I don't know.
Yeah. So I think I'm just going to, I just got to like, this is what happens every year, Greg. I'm falling victim of my own trap where I know I start out strong and then something triggers my mindset to where I'm like, oh, maybe I should do this instead, or maybe I should go this direction because this isn't quite working out the way that I thought it would. And I'm not just like, I should just give it the entire year and see what happens and then go, oh, okay, maybe I've learned enough from this that this kind of video should be over here, or this is the kind of video that we're good at, or, you know, don't even do these kind of videos because they're a complete waste of time.
Yeah, I could see that. And all we can do is also, as far as the channel goes, is playlist them, put, you know, things in playlists.
That was a big, big tip from ChatGPT. It was like, get really good at your playlists.
Because, you know, obviously if we're going to have multiple dryer videos or refrigerator videos or dishwasher videos, you know, they belong together.
Yeah. I mean, and I see the advantage of that, but like some of those, it's rare that I would look at if I'm a YouTube watcher and I'm going to watch some guy's video, I'm going to go, oh, what else does he have? Oh, he's working on an ice maker or he's working on a blender too. Oh, that's fascinating.
Yeah. No one's really going to, unless they're like, oh, I have one of those. I wonder what he has to say, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's tough.
Yeah. I don't know. That's why I like the idea of a series, because like if it's a project that you're working on that's going to take a long time and you don't want to like film for months and then release one big long video, if you're releasing 15 minutes every week or every other week, that's like, here's the progress that I've made on this thing, and you know, next week I'm going to be doing this other thing. I kind of tend to watch that kind of content on YouTube, and I don't know. I want to give it a try.
I like that content, but I also like it when I know I could watch the entirety of it.
Yeah.
I think it's the same way when it comes to series. I like not, unless I really like the thing, but usually I like to be able to watch them all at the same time.
Oh, you mean so that they're all available at the same
time? Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Because, you know, cliffhanger, I want to just see what's next.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all I got. I just need to stick to the plan that we originally set. What is it, 2 weeks ago? Or is it, these are our goals, and here I am already like trying to, behind the scenes, talk myself out of them, but I need to not do that.
So, all right. I think that's been a show. So, join us next week.
Yep.
thanks for listening.
Yep.
And we'll see you next time.